بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Good treatment to parents. سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he asked نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم which action is dearest to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salah that is performed in its time. He asked which action follows thereafter. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, kindness and good treatment to parents. He asked and which action follows thereafter. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, striving in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a man came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I desire to participate in jihad, but I am unable to do so. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, are any of your parents alive? He said, yes, my mother is alive. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your kind treatment and noble behavior to her, for if you treat her well, you will receive the reward of a person that performs Umrah, Hajj, and engages in Jihad. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his father said, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consult him about going for Jihad. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me if my parents were alive, and I replied affirmatively. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, cling to them and serve them, for Jannah lies beneath their feet. Note, serving one's parents is a noble action, that jihad as well as optional Hajj and Umrah cannot be equivalent to it. This fact is borne out by many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other versions of the hadith narrate that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him if his mother was alive, to which he said yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, cling on to her, for Jannat lies beneath her feet. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.